I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here back in the studio with my friend John Lunger.
And this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast, the podcast where Glenn and I are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do.
Yeah. Glenn, it's been quite some time.
It has.
Since we've been in the studio together, because you've been on tour.
I've been on tour. We've both been busy with Music Fest.
Yeah.
August was a lot.
Yeah.
For everybody involved.
But congratulations. You got through it. I got through it.
We got through Music Fest. Yeah. You ate all of the foods, it looked like.
I ate so many of the foods.
I was following that.
So much so that I am dieting aggressively right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty cranky because of it. But, like, ultimately excited about it.
I gave you a gift before we started. I just remembered I had another one. But if you're dieting aggressively, maybe I won't give it to you because it's snacks.
Yeah, yeah. Probably hold on to it.
I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, it's a gift from me to you.
All right.
Re-gifting it back.
It's my favorite snack.
Oh, my gosh. Favorite snack? I'm not sure. See, I know a lot about some of your favorites. Like, I know you're a big Taco Bell supporter because they will sub black beans for meat on any menu item.
Right, which is great, not because Taco Bell is good. It's fine.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them around.
It's a quality destination for you to eat at on the road.
Yeah. And now Burger King's got Impossible Burgers.
Right.
Which are fine. White Castle, the Impossible Slider, which is, they've been pulling that thing out for a while now. They were early adopters.
Got no love for it.
It's great. It's my favorite hamburger in the world.
Huh.
The White Castle Impossible Slider.
Wow.
I've tried Impossible Burgers in a few varieties.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite one.
It's a hot take.
Yeah. I'm not a big hamburger guy.
Right.
Even before I stopped eating meat.
Sure.
It was a thing that was, I would eat one, sure, but not getting hyped for it.
All of this is to say, I don't know what your favorite snack is.
Caramel Dittos.
Oh, I mean, I've never had them. I can't eat them for like a whole month, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Have them for yourself. It's okay.
Just I'm gonna describe them. But I'm not going to after we record. I'm also dieting.
Okay.
So you do, what was it, the Whole 30?
That's your go-to? Yeah, pretty early on in the process. So I've been doing the better part of a month.
I've been doing intermittent fasting where I only eat between noon and 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going fine. I've lost some weight. It's not very hard. Doing something like Whole 30 for me would be too hard. I don't want to think that much about
when you have what I'm eating. I don't know how anybody with children pulls it off. Like, it's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, it seems like it. Like, I already don't eat meat, so I already put like a certain amount of thought into what I'm eating all of the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know that I have the capacity to add on additional layers. Finding out what's in stuff.
I truly appreciate the sentiment of you bringing those here.
Yeah,
I've seen you rave about them because they're not available in.
I've only seen them in the state of Ohio.
So what are they?
It's basically like the Cheetos, the OG ones, the big puffy ones.
Oh, like,
not the crunchy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though those are better Cheetos, the puffy Cheetos, but caramel flavored instead of cheese. They're great.
Yeah, no, you're smiling aggressively right now.
I know.
Like, I don't know that I've ever seen you this happy, and you're only thinking about something.
I know. Well, because I just realized I'm driving. I have to drive from Rochester, New York, to Owensboro, Kentucky, in about 2 weeks.
Well, that's a pretty standard American road trip.
And you know what's...
You know, that old John, Rochester where's the other fucking place?
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah!
Coming for you, Brescia University.
That feels made up.
I had not heard of it until they invited me to come tell them jokes.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. Not only because I get to... the place... Jenny's Popcorn is the company that makes the caramel dittos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm driving past there on the way to Kentucky.
You're going to stop at the factory?
I went an hour out of my way on this last tour. Because I was going to be in Ohio with some time to kill. So I was like, well, what's around where I'm going to be? And then I saw, oh, the place that makes the snack that I like is an hour north of the school I'm performing at. So I drove an hour out of my way to go there, hoping they would have like a tour, but they didn't seem to. And then also my friend Sarah from Ohio met me at the popcorn place, Jenny's Popcorn. And I wasn't, so she asked, she's like, what are your plans? Like, where do you want me to meet you? I'm like, I'm going to the place that makes the Dittos. You are welcome to join me, but do not feel like you have to, because I understand.
This is a trip for me.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. This is a, she's like, that sounds great. Let's go to the weird popcorn place and get your snack. And it's good that she went, because
sounds like the setup of a Scooby-Doo mystery, if I'm being honest.
It does. It's good that she went, because the amount of the caramel Dittos that I purchased because she was there was significantly less than if I was left to my own devices. I also, in the moment, had the thought, because I saw they had a big bag of small bags. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is what I should get.
Right.
Because I'll eat a bag of caramel Dittos regardless of the size of the bag. So if I get a small bag, then when I eat that bag, I was like, all I eat it, all of the Dittos. They're gone. I can't open another bag without feeling like a monster.
You okay, bud?
Yeah.
You right?
I'm a little tired.
Okay.
I'm thinking, hyped, thinking about my most favorite snack food.
Oh, my God. I don't know that I've ever been that excited about a snack food.
I think it's like how you feel about the brown and white sandwich that you're always
It's great. Chatting on it's perfect. About. Perfect sandwich.
It's the perfect snack.
Okay. All right.
It's so good.
Well, we got to get down to business.
Yeah, we are almost 10 minutes into snack chat.
All right. Well, that's not what this is. Snack chat. Let's do that later, because that sounds like another podcast we'll be doing. But if the scorecard underneath my computer monitor, the post-it note, is to be believed, we've won 17 episodes. Wikipedia has bested us 16 times with 8 ties. I don't know if that's accurate, but I'm willing to go with it.
I would be amazed if anybody, because we've done, I think, 3 weeks of classic episodes, because we ran out of ones we had recorded, and
and geography got in the way.
Yeah, you know.
Hmm. Well, we did throw out an ask. Via the Improvised Wikipedia Facebook page. If you're not following that page, do us a favor. Give it a follow. Because that's where we ask you all what topics you would like for us to tackle. So I have in front of me 25 usable suggestions of varying degrees of usability. So I'm going to need from you a number between 1 and 25.
It's a big number. Way to go, everybody. 17. Make it work for it.
This is going to be a slam dunk for you.
Now I'm nervous.
No, I mean, like, honestly, I'm going to contribute very little to this. This is going to be one of those episodes where Glenn just talks and I check in periodically. I feel like you're going to crush it. Friend of the show, Bart Falcone, wants to know about Muppets.
Have we not done Muppets?
I don't think we've done Muppets.
I think we did Sesame Street.
Yeah, and we've referenced your wife's love of Muppets.
Big fan.
Huge fan. So I feel like you got to crush this.
I think this is the first time where I was like, I think maybe we did, but it might just be because we've talked about them in relation to Sesame Street.
So what you're doing
now
is
you're going to our own website and just looking up Muppets. Nothing found. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Our own website being improvisedwikipedia.org. Look at that plug.
You can go there for all of the facts in the world, because we're rewriting Wikipedia. It's the new one. It's got all them hot jams. So Muppets.
James Henson.
Jimmy Hens.
Little Jimi Hendrix decided that puppets weren't quite good enough.
No, and he also he was kind of the first one to realize that the frame of the TV mm-hmm. could work like the
Facade of a puppet show.
Yeah, like if you go to like your local library, the kids section probably has like a puppet theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, the edges of the screen are that, as opposed to before that there were puppets. Like, he didn't invent puppets. Puppets had been on television.
Right.
But there's like a whole person standing far away from the camera, kind of holding the puppet.
Howdy Doody style, right?
Yeah. So sort of, he sort of invented the puppet close-up.
The puppet one-shot.
Just get it nice and tight on the pups. I'm trying to remember the year.
60s, right?
I think that was when the Muppets started. He started at like a local station doing a less popular show, I believe, called Sam and Friends.
That actually sounds right.
Yeah.
And your doubt makes me believe you more. When you're confident about things, I question you.
So I'm trying to remember the year Sam and Friends kicked off. And before that, he had done like some puppet stuff for a local television station. And I want to say he was born in Mississippi because I think that's where Kermit is born canonically.
Okay. I'm just excited I get to do my Kermit impression on this podcast. I'm very excited about it. I know it's good. It's the only thing I'm bringing to this show, but you're going to have to wait for it. I'm not doing it right now. I'm not your puppet.
He figured out that if you cross the puppet's eyes slightly, it looks like it's making eye contact with you and not just like a doll's eyes,
yeah,
just lifeless.
Soulless. Like dead.
Yeah, so like if you look at a Muppet, like it looks like it's looking back at you.
Right.
And that's because
it is,
of a slight,
they're alive and they're not really puppets.
It's because of a slight eye cross. So his first like solo show, I think, was Sam and Friends. That was the first time they're like, you have a TV show now. You, Jim Henson, are in charge of this.
Do what you want to do.
Do it up. There's some question about the origin of the term Muppets.
Okay. What's the question?
What it is? I've heard a few different ones. The one that makes the most sense is it's kind of
a
fun word. Like,
are you sure it's not that a puppet fucked a mop?
Yeah, I don't think it's that one.
All right. Are you sure?
No. My daughter has a Jim Henson biography, like kids book.
Well, they wouldn't use the F-bomb in that.
Yeah, probably not
still.
In that.
Probably be like a puppet kissed a mop a lot and out came a Muppet.
Yeah, so there's probably more.
Stop glossing over this theorem. You don't, I mean, it's.
I
okay.
don't think he
what
called his puppets Muppets because a puppet fucked him up. And he's like, well, I don't want to use the word puppet anymore.
Okay, can we both agree that at night.
Branding,
can
baby.
We, okay, just cross your eyes and make eye contact with me for a second. Can we both agree that at night puppets come to life? Well-known fact. It's why you should never have marionettes in the home, right?
Well, that's one of the other thoughts is it's a combination of marionette and puppet. That doesn't make any sense. Because Muppets aren't marionettes, and also marionettes are already puppets.
Can we both agree that at nighttime,
no.
puppets come to life?
I mean, ventriloquist dummies, sure, but not all puppets. That's lunacy.
Well, no, not all puppets. Certainly, there's got to be some sort of curse or you know, Native American.
Oh, then yeah, for sure. There are puppets that come to life at night.
Okay, great.
I thought you were saying at night. All puppets come to life.
No.
Toy Story style.
Life's not black and white. There's a gray area.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's a lot of curses out there.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot
right.
of jealous.
So are you telling
dummies.
Me that it's not plausible that a bewitched puppet in the middle of the night was feeling a little randy, looking for one of his kind, found a mop and was like, close enough.
You said and fucked a mop.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said and fucked him up.
Oh.
Like, what I thought you said was a puppet attacked Jim Henson.
No.
Violently. And no. He's like, well, I can't use the word puppet anymore.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
So a Muppet fucked him up. I mean.
You know, hearing you say it
you
back
look
to
at
me.
Sprocket
I hear
from
it.
Fraggle Rock. A Jim Henson production.
Sprocket being the dog, moppy
yeah.
hair. Yeah.
He's a moppy boy.
Mm-hmm.
The big dog on Sesame Street, mm-hmm. whose name I don't remember, very mop-like.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
Right. That's all I wanted. But you know what? Hearing you say "fucked him up," a mop, yeah, "fucked him up." If you say, yeah, I can hear it. I hear it now that I heard you say it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So now, no. So a puppet having sex with a mop you would use to clean a floor.
Yes.
Makes as much sense as saying it's a combination of puppet and marionette.
That's all I'm asking for. Thank you. I contributed this week.
So there was, it's a combination of puppet and marionette. It's a combination of man and puppet because, like, Big Bird is a guy, like, you're is a guy in a suit.
Yeah, it's like mascot work, basically.
Sort of. And I'm like, well, no, because the Big Bird came later and not all the puppets are that. Like, right. There's Big Bird, mm-hmm. Sweetums.
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffy. There's a couple. There are, like, a couple people in suit Muppets.
Is Sam the Eagle a person in a suit?
Nah.
I wish it was.
Nah. I mean, there might be, like, a, if you go to, where's the Muppet?
Excuse me. Hey, do you mind if I just get some water real quick? I'm going to just go get some water.
You do you.
Yeah, we'll pick it back up.
Yeah. I was trying to remember where the Muppet theme park stuff is. It's got to be Disney now.
Hey, Glenn.
Oh, hey.
Hey. I heard you might be talking about me and my friends.
Yeah, bud, we are.
Oh my gosh, how can I help?
Our topic today is Muppets.
Oh, okay.
And you, of course, Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Leader of the Muppets.
Famously so.
I don't know. Is that an official title? Like, I know in the Muppets, the movie with Jason Segel, you are presented as like the producer of the Muppets,
right?
Of the, like, right. Kind of movie, sure. Within the movie. So, and that's how it was on the Muppet Show too. Like, you're the frog in charge of everything.
Right, right. How do I? I'm sort of more reluctantly thrown into a position of leadership, like Han Solo. You know what I mean? It's not really official, but somebody's got to keep it on track.
Right. So that makes sense to me. Like, it didn't seem like an elected position. And also, there were Muppets that didn't work for you directly. Like,
correct.
You were the boss of the Muppet Show. Like,
correct.
So you're Scooter's boss, right? Fozzie answers to you.
Right.
But I'm trying to think. Like, there's other Muppets out there. I'm trying to think of one who might have appeared on the show, but wasn't like an employee.
Let me help you out. Okay, so you're a human.
Like the Muppaphone guy.
Yeah, you're a human being.
Yeah.
It's fair to assume.
Yeah.
Okay. You live in America.
I do.
You have leadership relative to this country, but that
arguably.
Leadership does not necessarily apply to, say, Greenland. Just picking a country at random.
Just picking a place at random that
at random. Well,
the
I
United
mean,
States has no authority over.
It's not easy being Greenland.
Kermit.
Sorry. I kid.
So Kermit, you are from the swamps of Mississippi, if I remember correctly.
As far as I can recall, yeah. I've been around a while.
That is where we find you at the beginning of the original Muppet movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Playing banjo in a swamp.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, is it Tom DeLouise finds you? He's on a boat.
Well, funny story about that banjo. I mistakenly took it as a frying pan.
Okay, and then
I picked it up and I was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna cook anything in this. Oh boy, I better learn how to play it."
So did you try? You tried to cook something on it first? Because it feels like that would ruin the banjo pretty immediately.
Oh, no, it was string side down in the swamp, so it kind of looked like...
Oh, it was just floating in the swamp.
It was just floating by, and I'm like, oh, you know, I could use some new kitchenware in the old log.
Sure, so you didn't go out and buy it.
No.
Okay.
At that point in my life, what income did I have?
Flies? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the plot of the Muppet movie, which, you know, a fictionalized version of your life.
Sure. Based on fact, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, like you...
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Most people are more excited to see me. I'm just saying, I'm not...
I don't
want to
say I'm over it, Kermit,
It
but,
feels like you're over it.
I mean... It's not my first go-around with a celebrity.
Oh, who else?
I mean, real ones.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, but I met Bigfoot a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
The ghost of...
Cryptozoologist's dream. are Muppets... Do we fit into
cryptids? Are you cryptids?
Yeah, we cryptids? You don't think so?
I don't think so. Maybe Sweetums.
Maybe.
Because what is Sweetums? Just kind of a monster.
Well, he's a Muppet.
Yeah, but like a monster one. Like you're a Muppet, you're also a frog.
Sure.
Fozzie's a Muppet, he's a bear.
You're a human, you're also a comedian. What's your point?
Yeah, but that's a job. That's not a thing.
Well,
Fozzie's a comedian, he's also a bear and a Muppet. Sweetums is a... Muppet, and also a monster, I guess, nice. Slash car salesman.
He's a grip. To use some industry, drop some... Do your listeners understand industry terms?
I should think they might.
I should think they might. That was a good way of saying, I don't know. I
want to believe in our audience, but I don't know.
I got to get going.
Sure. What year
Yeah.
did you come onto the scene? If you don't mind refreshing my memory.
Are you talking about from a TV perspective or me as a living organism?
TV.
TV? 1963.
Well, now, was that when you were Kermit or was that when you were the unnamed lizard?
It was the unnamed lizard. Oh, boy. I don't know technically when I got my nom de plume.
Because I know...
I've done some writing, sure.
So I know Jim Henson made a very Kermit-like puppet
mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
that was presented as a lizard in a mm-hmm, TV mm-hmm, short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that puppet came to life at night because of a witch's curse.
Sure.
And actually made sweet, sweet love to a mop.
Oh,
and
hence
that's how
the name,
I became a thing.
Hence the name
Yay!
Muppets. I get it. I get it. I get it now, Kermit.
Look, this has all been very fascinating.
It's been a blast. I don't mean to seem underwhelmed. It's just...
I gotta go, though.
I have a wife and children who are all very enthralled by the Muppets, so, I spend a lot of time watching your work.
No, I get it. I'm sort of over you, too.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure, buddy.
Hey, I'm good to go.
Okay.
Did I miss anything?
Kermit the Frog was here.
Shut up!
Yeah, no, it was great.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, he sounded surprisingly like he would sound.
Really?
Yeah, I was very impressed by his voice sounding like himself.
Oh, my gosh. You should have come. You should have grabbed me. I would have loved that. I could have done my Kermit impression for him.
Oh, yeah, I bet he would have loved it.
Kermit the Frog here. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Right?
That's admirable.
Thank you. So, did he tell you anything? Are we going to win this?
He said, I was trying to remember. He said Kermit the Frog came on the scene in 1963. Now, I know the original Muppet, Ralph the Dog.
Really?
First one
out
of the gate on the Jimmy Dean show. Mm. So I'm going to put him 59.
Okay, great.
Because he, that was... The first, Muppet brand Muppet was Ralph the Dog. Made many appearances on the Jimmy Dean Show. Did some dog food commercials.
That's amazing. I want to
Kermit
see
confirmed that originally he wasn't even a frog. He was just kind of an unnamed lizard.
Wait, just a couple minutes ago?
Just now when I was talking to my boy Kermit.
Really upset that I missed that.
It was pretty tight.
You seem nonplussed about it.
Yeah, I mean, I told him, my wife and children, big Muppet fans. I am too, but I watch Muppet things a lot.
Ah,
because they like more than I would watch on my own.
Yeah.
But we gotta get some more hard facts in here.
So let's just rapid fire famous shows, movies, all that kind of stuff because it's all gonna be listed up. Yeah.
So we got. Ralph the Dog's appearance on the Jimmy Dean Show. Mm-hmm. We've got the original Muppet Show. Mm-hmm. We have the Muppet Movie, The Great Muppet Caper, Muppets Take Manhattan. I feel like there's one I'm missing. Then we get the weird ones. We get Muppets from Space.
Mm-hmm.
There's the TV Muppet Wizard of Oz. There's the beloved Muppet Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. There's Muppet Treasure Island. Then there's kind of a lull movie-wise. They did Muppets Tonight, which was kind of a 90s reboot mm-hmm. of the Muppet Show. They introduced the new Muppet, Cliff, I think, was the host of Muppets Tonight. Kermit still running the show. Then Jason Segel, big Muppet fan,
wrote
and starred in The Muppets, mm-hmm. Which I believe he talked about on talk shows. He got the job just by saying he was writing a new Muppet movie, like in interviews.
Yeah.
And then enough people heard, like he just sort of willed it into existence. Huh.
It's a good time to point out that you are writing ALF spec
scripts. I've written an ALF spec script that no one seems interested in.
Yeah. And then Muppets Most Wanted.
Muppets Most Wanted was my daughter Amelia's first movie in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if I can, in between Muppets Tonight and the Jason Segel Muppets, mm-hmm. There was a little bit of a rekindled interest on the internet, like YouTube videos.
Yes, they did a bunch
out.
Of. They did some
short form content,
short videos. Mm-hmm. They did a great. Parody of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm. And that sort of kind of also helped the snowball of momentum for Segel
yeah,
to kind of bring
them
back.
The Muppets have kind of always been around doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there was the Muppet Babies cartoon. Mm-hmm. There was after, I believe shortly after Muppets Take Manhattan, where Muppet Baby puppets appear briefly. In a weird flashback.
So the
scene.
Muppet Babies cartoon, of course, we didn't even talk about Fraggle Rock, which technically right. they're Muppets, but a different thing
right.
in and of itself.
The Jim Henson joint, for mm-hmm. sure, as was Dark Crystal. They Jim Henson Company did the Ninja Turtle costumes for the
Jim Henson
Ninja
Storytellers
movies.
Was a
yeah.
broadcast show for a while. It was pretty cool. Also... we won't talk about Sesame Street because we did a Sesame Street episode.
Yeah. So I feel any references to Sesame Street on this Wikipedia page are not counted against us as we have already covered all of Sesame Street.
Fair. We got to round this out because we got to step aside and take a break. Any last kind of ditch facts you want to throw into our Wikipedia page before I pull up the one that actually exists?
Only Muppet with human hands, Swedish Chef. Everybody else is like Muppet Gloves. But because he's using knives and stuff, human hands.
Cool. All right, well, I think that's it. We got to call our page just for time. We'll step aside. When we come back, we will have the official Wikipedia page for the Muppets. I can't believe you met Kermit. You didn't. I'm right down the hall.
I figured you saw him coming in and just didn't care. Hey, friends. We're here in the improvised Wikipedia studio. It's me. Your friend Glenn Tickle and my friend John Longer, we're here.
I'm here too, yeah.
Yep, we're here putting in the work, selling that ad space daddy. You know what we got today, John?
I don't. You have not given me a copy of the script yet.
John.
Slide that over to me like you've got a ransom number on there.
Yeah, read this copy for Felt.
Hey, everybody. John here from the Improvised Wikipedia, along with my friend Glenn. Do you like material, but are you tired of it being itchy? Have you tried the softness of felt?
Yeah, I hate that itchy material.
No, itchy material is the worst.
Give me that soft, good stuff.
You know what? 99 out of 100 times, if I am purchasing a material, I want it to be soft.
Yeah, you gotta get that soft stuff.
And felt is such an interesting, soft material. Mm-hmm. Great for crafting, great for making puppets, great for bulletin boards. Very versatile fabric.
Do you want to make hug time bracelets from trolls like my sister-in-law did for my niece's birthday party?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
It's made out of felt. And little bracelets that tell the trolls when it's time to hug. It's adorable.
Hmm.
Do you want to be a hat liner? Be felt.
Do you want to be a past tense verb? Why not be felt?
I think, do you want to used to have been made with mercury somehow, and that's why the Mad Hatter and Alice in Wonderland went crazy? Because mercury's not good for you? I think it had some, you had to like put the loose wool bits with mercury and hit it with a hammer, maybe.
That feels wrong.
I've never made a hat. I've made a paper hat where, like, you fold it up and, like, fold up a newspaper, and then you look like a captain of a ship.
If I had a captain of a ship hat like that, I'd want it lined with felt.
Yeah, it's better than just newspaper.
Felt, better than just newspaper.
Mm-hmm. It kind of sticks to itself, so you can like layer it. It's fun.
Use promo code It Kind of Sticks to Itself at checkout for 5% off your next order of felt.
We're back.
Yes, we are back, and I have pulled up the Wikipedia page for the Muppets. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, man, putting in that search for Wikipedia, there are individual pages for just about every individual Muppet project.
Yeah.
Every movie, every show. Like.
Oh, so are you on the Muppets the movie?
I am on the page for the Puppets and related media franchise.
Perfect. That's what we want.
It is. But I got to tell you, all the things that we listed, they basically all have their own
pages. I mean, it's incredible. And stuff would.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're mentioned here. I'm sure there's a list of Muppet projects that I feel like we did a pretty solid job on.
Well, let's see what we can do.
There's probably a bunch we missed.
All right, here we go. The Muppets are an ensemble cast of puppet characters known for their absurdist, burlesque, and self-referential style of variety sketch comedy. Created by Jim and Jane Henson in 1955, they are the namesake for the Disney media franchise that encompasses television, music, film, and other media associated with the characters. The Muppets originated in the short-form television series Sam and Friends, which aired from 1955 to 1961. The following appearances on late-night talk shows and in advertising...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say SNL. They were on SNL. The Muppets, but Jim Henson made Muppet characters for the first season of Saturday Night Live.
The Muppets began appearing on Sesame Street in 1969. The Muppets attains celebrity... Did you giggle? Did you? You didn't make it through?
We talked about Sesame Street, too.
Yeah. The Muppets attained celebrity status and international recognition through The Muppet Show, which ran from 76 through 81.
The Muppet Show is so good.
It received 4 Primetime Emmy Awards and 21 nominations during its 5-year run.
The episode that Steve Martin hosted is a big reason why I'm a comedian today.
Huh.
My grandparents had it on, they recorded it, and it was on VHS tape, and I watched it a lot when I went over there. They had that and the Star Wars one.
Can confidently say that that's not going to be on this page.
You don't think Steve Martin's going to get mentioned anywhere in a Muppet page?
No, I mean,
I bet it is.
Being a reason that you're now a comedian.
He did that episode. He was a waiter in the Muppet movie.
No, I believe all of that. I'm just saying... The fact that it's a reason why you're a comedian today, not
well,
on
now
page.
They can because they can cite this podcast and say comedian Glenn Tickle credits the Steve Martin episode of The Muppet Show with his decision to become a professional comedian.
During the 1970s and 80s, the Muppets diversified into theatrical films, including The Muppet Movie, The Great Muppet Caper, The Muppets Take Manhattan. The Walt Disney Company began involvement with the Muppets in the late 80s, during which Henson entered negotiations to sell the Jim Henson Company. The Muppets continued their media presence in the 90s with the Jim Henson Hour and Muppets Tonight, both of which were similar in format to The Muppet Show, and 3 films, The Muppet Christmas Carol, Muppet Treasure Island, and Muppets from Space. Disney acquired the Muppets in February of 2004, allowing the characters to gain broader public exposure than in previous years. Under Disney, subsequent projects included 2 films, The Muppets and Muppets Most Wanted, a short-lived primetime series on ABC, and a reboot of the Muppet Babies animated TV show. They did Muppet Babies?
It's pretty good. I forgot to mention that. I also forgot to mention the ABC series, which I enjoyed. A lot of people didn't, including idiots, but also like people who were genuine like Muppet fans also didn't like it. I don't know. I liked it. My kid got excited when it was time to watch Muppets.
I don't know. In their 6-decade career, the Muppets have been regarded as a staple of the entertainment industry and popular culture in the United States and English-speaking areas generally, being recognized by various cultural institutions and organizations, including the American Film Institute, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Library of Congress, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So that's your intro section on this page. If I scroll, not nearly as deep of a page as
Going to be in a lot more trouble than I think we are. Because here's the thing. Every movie mentioned in that introduction, we hit.
Right.
They didn't even mention the TV movies.
Right. And so we don't need to worry about clicking through to those other pages. Like, we're just doing this one specific page. So I
Correct.
Think we're doing okay. Sidebar here, created by Jim and Jane Henson. Original work with Sam and Friends, owned by the Muppet Studio, now the Walt Disney Company.
I like that as kids got involved. Brian Henson, his son, was Hoggle in Labyrinth. I don't think we mentioned Labyrinth.
We didn't mention that.
Lisa Henson, who I've met, is now involved. She has been. I don't know why I said now, like it was recent, but yeah.
So the only thing that we really missed is that there are video games, and we forgot Muppet 3D Vision.
That's the one I was trying to remember when I was talking about the theme park stuff.
Yeah,
because I've never seen it. I've only heard about it and seen pictures and stuff.
All right, well, let's dive into the 60s section, the beginnings, the 50s and 60s, because I think that's probably the most interesting part of this. We're not going to have time to read all of this.
Maybe skip the sad part where Jim Henson dies.
Yeah, okay. The Muppets were created by puppeteer Jim Henson in the 1950s. Among his earliest creations was Kermit the Frog, who would become Henson's most recognizable character. Originally conceived for an adult audience, Henson claimed and later recanted that he coined the term Muppet as a portmanteau of the words marionette and puppet. So there you go. We nailed that. I also love that he recanted, because that is stupid. In 1955, the Muppets were introduced in Sam and Friends, a short-form television series produced for WRC-TV in Washington, D.C. Developed by Henson and his future wife, Jane Nebel, the series was the first form of puppet media not to incorporate a physical proscenium arch. So exactly what you talked about, the natural framing of the television set through which it was viewed. During the 60s, the characters, in particular Kermit and Rolf the Dog, appeared in skits on several late-night talk shows and television commercials, including The Ed Sullivan Show. Rolf became the first Muppet character to appear regularly on network television when he began appearing with Jimmy Dean on The Jimmy Dean Show.
Nailed it.
In 66, Joan Ganz Cooney and Lloyd Morissette began developing a children's educational television program and approached Henson to design a cast of Muppets for this stage. Produced by the Children's Television Workshop, the program debuted as Sesame Street in 1969. He's looking at his phone, so he didn't laugh at it at that time. It's all right. All right, Henson and his creative team became closely involved with Sesame Street, et cetera, et cetera. Foray into film, Disney acquisition, renewed cultural success. There is a list page for a list of Muppets. We could click through and see all of them.
That's. I mean, it would be a fool's errand to count. I mean, I could. I feel like I could give it a run for its money, but
I
don't think it's a reasonable expectation that we list every Muppet.
Nor should we, but I will
in this
highly endorse, highly endorse this list of Muppets page on Wikipedia. Super, super fleshed out, super interesting, but not relevant to what
I
we're
want
doing.
To.
Because we can't, see, the thing is, we're in audio format. We can't do links. It's not fair.
Right.
So it's not even relevant. There's a section on design that I think is probably relevant here, too. The majority of Muppets are designed as hand puppets with several characters utilizing rods. Oh, excuse me. I had to burp. I had some delicious cauliflower, air quote, hummus tonight for dinner, but I'm very garlicky as a result.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm sort of glad I didn't get to meet Kermit. It would have been embarrassing.
Bunch of garlic burps in his face. I mean, dude eats flies, so he lives in a stinky-ass swamp, so
that's
I don't
fair.
Think he would care.
Common design elements of the Muppets include wide mouths and large protruding eyes. Most Muppets molded or carved out of various types of foam and covered with any felt-like material. The Muppets are distinguished from ventriloquist dummies, which are usually animated only in the head and the face, in that their arms or other features can also be animated. They're also generally made of softer material.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to, like, snuggle a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, he does. They don't address the eyes. I think you got a one up on him there. You're 100% right, but it's not mentioned in this section. So that's pretty cool.
Maybe should be because that was a big difference in kind of what made Muppets specifically.
Then there's a couple other sections. There's a short section on discography, on theme parks, and on publishing.
Oh yeah, we didn't even get into like the music element. Right, no. There's been a ton of songs.
Yeah, like Rainbow Connection.
Rainbow Connection, my older daughter, probably not currently, but was at a time her favorite song.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
They did a cover of She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah. And then This whole page ends with an in popular culture section, which makes me laugh because we always say that.
It's right. It's always going to be on every page. Oh, yeah, it's going to be in there.
It's a good page. It's not bad, but I got to say,
man. That's a very short in popular culture section for the Muppets. Like,
it's well thought out, though. I mean, they're talking about all of the different cameo appearances and different things and late night talk shows. I mean, I'm not going to read it because we don't have time, but it's pretty good. It mentions postage stamps. It's
yeah.
This is a good page. But I gotta say, as a guy that brought nothing to the table for this episode, I'm gonna fight for you, because I think you did yeoman's work on this. You really pounded it out.
Usually when you kick something off by saying, like, oh, you've got this one, I'm genuinely very concerned about how I will come off, because I'm like, well, I feel like if it's a thing people expect me to know a lot about and I don't, then I feel like a real idiot.
Right.
I feel like I did good.
You did good, and I didn't mean to put the pressure on you. I just legitimately knew that you would bring the heat here. Yeah,
so you genuinely like them a lot.
I can't say that you won, though.
No, I don't feel like I won. I feel like I tied. Feel like I tied this
I think
page.
It's a comfortable tie, which would bring our score 17 to 16 to 9. We're still up one page, which is good. It's good to get back in the saddle. My ass is a little chafed by the fact that I didn't get to meet Kermit, but
I mean, I'll take a tie in this, because especially this is another one where it's like, you know, people are editing this page.
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
This wasn't like one person typed it up and it's just been sitting idle on Wikipedia. Like,
no,
this
is a good page.
Gets updated, and whenever a thing happens, it's current.
Well, I mean, we sometimes end episodes with what a faked fact would be if we were Jerky Boys and would leave that on here, like, you know, edit Wikipedia with false information. But in this instance, you know, I got to say, I would just add a line in the in popular culture section that says comedian Glenn Tickle credits the Steve Martin episode of the Martin Show.
We say normally, like, I mean, we don't tell people to put fake facts on. We said, you know, maybe if you put a fake fact on this,
wink,
a fake fact, right, wink. But no, like, that's a genuine.
It's a thing. It would help us. It would help us out. You know, get us that citation.
You can link this episode as your reference, in which I've said repeatedly the Steve Martin episode of The Muppet Show is a big reason why I'm a comedian. I've said that in other interviews too, but I don't remember where. But
this counts more.
Find them. Glenn Tickle super fans, get out there, find those interviews.
But do it. That
My
would help
dad
us out.
Probably knows.
And speaking of helping us out, you know, hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Do
we
it.
We love you. If you could swing by, you know, Apple Podcasts, rate and review and subscribe if you haven't already. We would love that support. It only takes a couple clicks, and it would mean the world to us and help us, you know, get the show out in front
Tell
of people.
Tell somebody. Tell a friend. Like, hey, you know what's fun to do? Listen to these two dumb heads. Say words that they think they know things about. Maybe phrase it better than that.
Yeah.
Maybe put it in like a real sentence that might convince somebody to do a thing. But we have a specific number of subscribers we want to get to feel good about the amount of time we spend on this. And
we're not quite there.
We're making progress. We're on our way to that number. I don't want to say what it is, because again, I feel like there's podcasts with millions of listeners that if I say that number out loud, they'd be like, that's adorable that you're trying to get to that number.
It's true. But thanks for listening. We love you all. Like us on Facebook. Do all those wonderful things to help us out. And I'm going to go fuck up.